The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love the fact that Michael Elias gave that answer at the general manager's meeting a week ago. Corbin Burns this year went 15-9, 2.92 ERA, his best ERA since 2021. 32 starts, didn't miss one. 194 and a third innings, less than an inning more than he had the previous year. His strikeouts, 189, the first time he went under 200 strikeouts since the shortened season of 2020. And he was an all-star. He's going to demand a lot of money. Ed, would you rather have Corbin Burns or have a trade for a guy that a lot of people wanted to trade for last year, a guy like Garrett Crochet? Garrett Crochet's numbers, 32 starts, 3.58 ERA, 146 innings pitched. We know he has innings limits about him. 6-12, I'm not paying attention to that because he was on the world's worst baseball team. Right, a trade for Crochet or re-sign Burns?
Re-sign Burns. I mean, I'd like to have both on the staff.
I was going to say yes when he asked me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I really want. I mean, it's always, has to be an either or. I take the guy I know because I think Burns was incredible for this team last year. So, that would be my – if I had to make a choice, I'd stick with Burns.
I think the smarter play is Crochet.
I think so.
Because you also – so, like, thinking about it from this standpoint, when you look at age, I think Corbin Burns is a better pitcher. No question about it. But for how much longer will he be that guy – into this contract? And this isn't me saying he's going to be bad. How much longer would he be better than Crochet? When Burns walks, or if he walks, you get a first-round pick back with him. You need to make a trade. You have a logjam of players in the infield and outfield where you need to figure out who's playing where. And too many guys that are major league ready that don't need to go back down to the minors.
Right.
So you got to figure something out. And I think a trade for a starting pitcher makes so much sense, or a trade for a corner infielder. That, I mean, you could make it second base if you wanted to, if you wanted to see the right side of the field. Because I've been saying this for years. I think they're moving Mountcastle. And again, you guys can trump it up and get Steve mad at me and all that nonsense.
I wouldn't do that.
Shut up. But no, in all seriousness, there's value to him. And you have other contracts that you're going to sign guys to. And I don't know that's a guy that they're going to re-sign. So you got to make some decisions.
So that I don't quite understand. You're going to have to pay Crochet, too.
Eventually, yeah. But paying a starting pitcher over a first baseman? What are you talking about?
I'm missing the point. I thought we were just talking about the pitching right now.
Who would you rather have?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so you're trading for... It's not about the money.
Like, right.
It's about that you get a first-round pick back and you're getting a younger pitcher that has a higher upside. That's why I would say Crochet. But if they did either one of them, I'm fine. Yeah. I just think a trade makes more sense with what you have.
Here's, and this sounds crazy, and I know it does, but here's why I'll go with Crochet. Burns, there's something about Burns that scares me. And when you see pitchers' strikeout totals start to fall a little bit, his strikeout totals went from 234, 243, and in 2023, they went to 200 to 281. They're trending in the wrong direction, which means he's missing fewer bats. That concerns me because he's probably going to require, what, a 4 or 5 year deal? You agree?
Yeah, maybe more.
Okay, I know what I get from him year one and year two, But now that he's not missing as many bats, what has he become? That's what scares me about Burns.
The key there, the one pitcher we've talked about that outlived his contract and did well is Scherzer.
That's the only one.
What was Scherzer doing?
Missing bats still.
Yeah, and then now he's at that point where he's not missing it. He still gets strikeouts, but he's often injured, gets hit a little harder. Mm-hmm. He's always given up home runs, but he misses so many bats, it doesn't matter. Like, oh, great, you got a solo shot. I went 7 innings and gave up one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not opposed to either one of these guys, but ultimately, the reason I was joking saying I would have said yes when you asked me the question is that I think they need to make a move for two starting pitchers, and I think you have the capital to do it via trade, and then now you have the finances to do it via free agency.
You can't have one more key pitcher and then everybody else to really, to make a run at the World. So you need to have at least, two studs and another, guy kind of right behind them.
I think you're real heartily, but if I have to choose between trading and keeping, again, you got to be, when you're talking about the difference of missing bats is 40, which I believe it was last year,
mm-hmm.
from 2 years ago, it was 60 from 2 years ago, 40 last year. That 19 from this year to last year, that concerns me because now you got to be creative in how to get guys out,
mm-hmm.
a little more creative. And I'm not saying he's done. I'm not saying that by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying in a 4 or 5 year deal, how many of those years am I essentially eating or letting Corbin Burns redefine himself?
Yeah, well, what about in August when Corbin Burns was trying to change it up so guys wouldn't steal on him as much? He was the worst pitcher in the league at holding runners on.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the power pitchers, a lot of the great pitchers are really, really bad at holding runners on because they don't care. Yeah, they're going to strike out guys. Yeah. They're like, oh, I ain't worried about that guy. You're not going to get a base hit off me.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't check as much or they throw over and it's that light throw over instead of actually trying to pick a guy off. And you make it really difficult. Like, people were talking about, what's wrong with the catchers this year? How come they're not throwing people? Well, maybe it's the pitcher getting the ball to the home plate. It's tough because you're looking at all these different names that are out there, and we're intrigued by all of them. But ultimately, you still have, when Bradish gets back, Eflin, Rodriguez, and Bradish, which is really good. I don't know if you have a number one out of that group. I don't know that you need to have a number one. I think Grayson could become one. He's not there yet. But ultimately, they got to make some moves.
So I think Bradish has the best ability to be the number one.
I agree. He did it for a season where he was a number one pitcher.
Yes. Yeah.
But now he's got to show us he can stay healthy.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Antonio from Rosedale had an Orioles question. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Antonio?
Hello?
Hello? Telephone, man. What happened? Can we get who didn't pay the bill, Joe? Is this AT&T, Verizon? Which one we have? Verizon. Come on, guys. Where's the bosses at? Ed, text somebody.
Who do you want me to text?
I don't know. You can't call him from here, so use your phone. Hey, let's host a talk show where you can't take calls. The hell's happening here?
Oh, my gosh. You have issues, my friend.
Let's keep going back to the phone line, see if any of them work. I'm sure it'll get fixed real quick if we keep doing that. Let's go out to this caller who's not going to respond. Charlie, how you doing?
Now, let's say you let's say, hypothetically speaking, Ed, you trade for Garrett Crochet. You have Grayson Rodriguez coming back. What level of pitcher would you want to sign in free agency, reasonably speaking? Do you want to go out and get a number one? Do you want to get another middle of the rotation guy? Who do you want to get after that?
If who's here? If you pick up Crochet,
you know you got Grayson Rodriguez,
right?
Who? Whatever type of guy would you want to get? A top of the line guy.
Top of the line.
Okay.
I'll give you the name.
Go ahead.
Max Fried.
Yeah.
Still get Max Fried.
Now you got two lefties in your rotation that you trust. That helps with the shorter porch and right over the scoreboard there in the flag court. So you get some protection on that against lefty power. I just think it makes so much sense to get two lefty starters in this group. And then on top of it, I don't know if you saw this, Corbin Burns, they said the Red Sox are at the front of that's their wish list. That's who they want to sign.
Who's that?
The Red Sox, Corbin Burns.
Burns, yeah.
So, as I'm looking at it, I just think that there's plenty of moves to be made and this team's going to do it this offseason. But I don't care which two pitchers it is. If they got Blake Snell, would you be upset? I mean, he's a 5-inning pitcher, but no, I wouldn't be upset. Who was the other name that was out there? There's another big name that I'm blanking on. So it was Crochet, Burns, Sasaka.
Right.
Like, yeah. is that a guy that you want? Mm-hmm. Sasaki. I said Sasaki yesterday. I'll get it right one of these times. Rubenstein. Right?
No.
But you get what I'm saying, though. Like, there's everybody's competing for him, though. So yeah. I don't know that everybody can compete in a trade market where you have better options. You get what, does that make sense? Like, I feel like you might be at the forefront of who teams want to trade with because you have so much talent.
You want Fried. He's the same age as Burns.
It's different, though, but mm-hmm. Fried's not a strikeout guy.
Right.
He's a ground ball pitcher. He gets Ks, don't get me wrong. He's a ground ball pitcher that can eat innings, and I don't mean eat innings innings and four earned runs.
Right. And basically, he doesn't have to redefine who he is.
Yeah.
That's who he's always been.
He's had injury problems the past 2 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.